A decades-old time capsule buried in the walls of the Louisiana Capitol building by former Governor Huey Long has been uncovered. The state Senate says Long and architect Leon Weiss concealed a copper box behind the cornerstone in the northwest corner of the Capitol building in 1931. The box was found during research for rehabilitation of the nearly 90-year-old historic landmark. The building's current architects say planned construction would make accessing the capsule in the future impossible, so Senate officials decided to extract the time capsule. But the Senate says the box will remain sealed for now until it is analyzed and a plan is decided for where and how to display the time capsule and its contents. A 16-year-old has died in the custody of the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office after suffering a medical emergency during his arrest. Sheriff Joseph Lepinto's office said in a statement that the death occurred after a deputy responded to a call in Metairie on Sunday. The deputy found a 53-year-old man with bite wounds to his face. The victim's 16-year-old son was detained for the attack. The statement says the suspect suffered an apparent medical emergency during the arrest and was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. An autopsy is planned for Tuesday. The founder of an organization dedicated to educating the public about levee failures in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina has written a book. A news release from activist Sandy Rosenthal says the book is entitled Words Whispered in Water, Why Levees Broke in New Orleans. Rosenthal is the founder of levees.org. The group's focus is educating the public that catastrophic flooding during Hurricane Katrina in 2005 was caused by a failure of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' poorly designed and constructed flood walls. Florida-based Mango Publishing said publication is set for September 15th. The New Orleans Police Department says a misdemeanor simple battery warrant for Cleveland Browns wide receiver and former LSU star Odell Beckham Jr. has been rescinded. The warrant was issued Thursday. Video posted on social media appears to show Beckham swatting a security officer's buttocks during LSU's locker room victory celebration after Monday night's college national championship game in the Superdome. A police official on Saturday said that the security officer involved in the incident decided to drop the charge. Beckham has also come under scrutiny for his apparent cash payments to Tigers players after the game. The Louisiana Lottery is considering expanding ticket sales by allowing players to make purchases of games over the Internet. But Lottery CEO Rose Hudson says in order to do online sales, the legislature would have to change a state law that prohibits gambling by computer.
The time is right. Our statute requires us to operate this business in an entrepreneurial and businesslike fashion. So we think we could eventually be able to make the case to those policymakers that this is part of meeting that mission.
A significant cold front moved through the region over the weekend. High temps today are only going to reach into the low 50s statewide, which is several degrees below normal. State climatologist Barry Keim says tomorrow morning, expect a freeze north of the I-10, I-12 corridor.
Temperatures in the upper 30s all the way down to the coast. North Louisiana can expect temperatures all the way down into the upper 20s. Tomorrow morning will be the coldest air in this current wave.
A slight warm-up should be coming Wednesday.